set in the tempo like we like to do.
What are you guys trying to accomplish? Number one offense, you got guys out there in the scrimmage, you're not going to get a lot of reps, so what are you trying to accomplish?
A lot of different things. I know that the coaching staff is very excited about getting a look at certain positions. You know, it's very different in a scrimmage situation, looking at running backs and fullbacks and linemen, and even wide receivers and quarterbacks. So, you know, I'm sure that this is going to be a tape that they're going to use to evaluate guys and to see where we're at and see who we can trust in a preseason game. You know, if you show that you can do your assignment and play well in these kinds of situations, then they're going to trust you to play in the preseason.
What felt good today, man?
Some things were good. You know, I thought from the 15 and the 20, we were pretty sharp in the red zone. I thought from the 10 to the 5, our defense got the better of us. So there's definitely a lot of things that we can improve on and work on. As always, I think this tape will give the coaches a ton of material to coach up and correct us on. And so that's what we'll do tonight.
This place was about half full last year, and now it's about 10,000 a day. That kind of surprised you at all?
It surprised me. It's very fun. It's very very exciting. You know, during the grind of a training camp, sometimes your body doesn't have that extra adrenaline rush like it does during the season. And having this many people out here and being so spirited like they were definitely just kicked your adrenaline into overdrive.
What are you seeing from Leroy over this camp?
He's playing well. I'd say all our linebackers are playing with a lot of confidence right now. They really believe in each other, and they believe in what they're doing. And just say that group in general is playing pretty well.
Yeah, but these are situations you really can see what Seneca can do.
Yeah, I'm sure this is part of it. You know, I know when I was the number two quarterback, a lot of the questions they had about me were, you know, things that you don't necessarily see in practice. You know, your game management, what you like in the huddle. You notice with certain people when they're calling the play, you see a lot of coaches trying to get in the huddle and listen. And that's what it was like for me as a young quarterback. And those are the types of things, you know, people call them intangibles or whatever, but those are some of the things that we also get evaluated on at that position. And so he's done a real nice job with that.
What have you seen since yesterday that makes you think this Holman's message kind of got through yesterday morning?
You know, I think that, I don't know, I would just say that, you know, when I think everyone really thought long and hard about what happened, and I'm sure there's some teams around the NFL, if a coach did that, they'd kind of be excited and think, you know, joke's on him, you know, we got out of practice. And that wasn't the case with our team. I think he realizes that the guys on this team, the leadership on this team, we take a lot of pride in ourselves and also in our team and the fact that we do want to be the best. And he just kind of sent us a message, you know, if you guys truly do want to be the best, that's not going to get it done. You know, it's I would say it was way more effective than if he had gone the other way and, you know, done the typical thing. It was, message was received loud and clear, I think.
All right, guys, good.
Thank you. Pat?
What's that?
Pro Bowl.
This is Detroit Lions, man.
Just
that's who we were pretending we were playing today. We gotta get focused.
You got the hat? Where'd you get it?
I don't know where I got it.
Gotta be the Pro Bowl, right? When you switching stuff with everybody else?
Yeah, maybe.
What's on the iPod, man? You got the mouse.